Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today is our part two section of wine clubs, wine subscriptions. And you can see on the back, we have plenty of wines. And we got a 15 bottle of wine purchase from Splash Wines. Splash Wines. Where do you hear that from? Sounds familiar. If it's familiar, it's because Splashline is one of the subscriptions that you see on Groupon. You know, Groupon has a lot of those that you see, you know, back and forth. There they go. There's, you can get some of these, and then they give you a discount in gold from that. So I had it a long time ago, and I had about 12, 15 bottles. I drunk through those when I was building up my wine cabinet. And I found out some things there, but I wanted to try it again now that I'm trying to talk through a couple of subscription clubs that are out there right now. I have a couple others that I've actually went through before that I'm going to do again. But this one is Splash Wines. Splash Wines, it's not bad. It's not a bad subscription. So what you have with them is it's 15 bottles of wine for about $89. So you would say, if you do the math, and quick math with that, is it's a little less than, what's that, $8 a bottle. That ain't bad. So if you go and get some quality wine, you know you're paying between 15 and above. Let's just say that, 15 and above. Anything on that low level between 10 to 15, you're okay. Anything less than that, you're taking a chance on the quality of wine that you're getting. So one of the things that I always do is, am I buying wine for the quality or if I'm buying wine to drink? So sometimes when I'm buying just to drink, some of it really is I can get a Cabernet. I can get probably a Tempranillo. A lot of European wines I like usually has a quality, but it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money either. So that's one of them that I like when I'm getting things from other countries. I found that I'm getting a lot of local stuff. I don't know. You get what you get. But this is Splash Wines. And like I said, the subscription is 15 bottles for $89 and free shipping if you do it in that way. Free shipping. The other thing is they have two options. So they can send you a case of wine. Some of it can be mixed red and white. Some of it can be all red and some of it can be all white. But here's a special thing that they do. They also have stuff that will say, here's some high end red blends. You're gonna pay a little more to that. There's some high sweet whites. They got spring whites. They have European, they have Cabernets, and you're buying a shitload of bottles from that. I always like mixed, unless I'm heavy on my red, and then I'm really buying about a bunch of white wine bottles. So I'm going from there. But Splash does that. And, you know, they have other little offers and going from there, and you can buy like six bottles. It's like really cool for $59 a month. Usually they give you specials and they go from that. So overall, a decent wine club if you're not really looking to get a bunch of quality wines. So some people's looking to say, I'm caught up at home, there's COVID, I'm not going around and going to my wine store and trying to look around, I just want some quality wines. You always want something that you can make your own selection, as opposed to them giving you a selection and you actually grabbing it and going, I didn't think it was going to be like that. So really be careful with that. But if you want to stock up on wine so you'll be able to drink wine, and some of it too, let me give you another reason why sometimes this is okay. Sometimes I just want wine to go with my meals. Doesn't have to be exciting. It just has to have a good taste, knowing the taste of a Cabernet, knowing the taste of a Pinot Noir, knowing the taste of a Sauvignon Blanc. You can have those kind of wines without having to worry about the quality of it. It has that taste that will go well with your meals. And that's a good thing in itself. So keep that in mind. I have one issue with them. The issue that I have is, as I look through all of these wines, some of these wines was like $7, $6, and maybe three of the 15 are quality wines, price points. Remember, I always say a lot of times it ain't how much you pay for the wine. It's how well the wine does for you. Because if it's giving you a good flavor, it doesn't matter how much it costs. You know, we had some Trader Joe wines that was pretty on point. That was like $8.99. I'm good with that. I will buy that again. But sometimes when you're getting the majority of wines, that's a price point that's very low. And I found that the quality of it is eh. Always be careful with that. So be careful when you're looking at low end wines if you're really looking for quality. So this is not a big one for me. I keep going back to Splash because I do usually get some good ones and then some that I can drink. And usually that's when I want to stock up quickly and then I can go shop for the ones that I really want. But the Splash wines, $89.99 a month, good selection. Go through the ones that you would probably like to have. Sometimes it's not good because when you try to make your own, a lot of them aren't available. So I tried that. I said, oh, they got good Tempranillos. I want to see if they have something from Portugal. You're probably going to have a big selection. So you got to be careful when you do that. And if you're careful when you do that, you'll probably be able to get some things that you like and some things that you want. So if you really just, once again, you're just getting wine to stack up and just have some drinking wine, Splash is pretty good. Now, what I'm going to do, I have, like I said, the 15 wines. There's a total of nine wines. And the other six are doubles of the other ones. So it's really nine wines you're getting and six other ones that's a replica of the ones that you already have. So you're really getting nine individual wines and six additional wines of the ones that you got. So don't think you're getting 15 different wines. That's key. You're not getting 15 different wines. You're getting a quick nine with some doubles from that. The problem with that is they may double the ones that you don't like. So you got, that's what you got. So if that's the case, I always have three options. The first option is I can drink it with one of my meals. The second option is when people come open, they come over the house. Hey, I got a wine for y'all. You can open that or you can gift it. So those are my three options. So when you move forward from that, you say, well, I can get rid of the six that's there. Oh, I really liked them. I can drink that again. So those are your options. So I'm going to give you a look at each and every one of those. So you can see the wines that I've had, that I actually got right now and probably a little something that I've heard about them or a little description and we'll go from there.
Our first wine is Plaza de Reina. It's a blend for like $5.39. It's a Monastre with a Tempranillo. Next, we have a Mirador from Chile. This is another red wine blend. It's a blend of Cabernet with a mix of Merlot. Next, we have Camino del Toro, the Walking Bull. It's an Argentine Malbec, which a price point of about $15. This Tempranillo is a 2018 that has a price point of $6, but it is a Tempranillo. Now, this Tempranillo with a Syrah mix, I'm really looking forward to because this is a really good mix that will take down the acidity and probably the tannins of the Tempranillo. So I'm really looking forward to this Placer Andaluz. Now we're going to get into something that I find really fascinating, which is a Long Island Martha Clara Vineyards. And this is a red wine blend, which I haven't found the grapes that go with it. And we also have the Chardonnay Martha Clara from Long Island. So I'm going to break open one of these because I haven't had anything from this region. And this is a New York wine, which is really, really interesting that I just haven't had. From one Chardonnay to another, here's a Placer Andaluz, once again, Chardonnay from España, from Spain. And our last wine is called a Mucho Viejo Padrina. It's a 2018 for $3. This is really, really different because this is another wine, a Padrino, that I just never had before. So that completes our wine, and we'll go into each of them individually once we pop the cork. But thanks for stopping by Urban Wine Life, and we'll see you on the website or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. Thanks again, and see you soon.